The Fox.
We're going to leave this studio, get into a bus at South Melbourne, and we'll give you clues as to where we're headed. 50K to fly away. Someone is about to get $50,000. We're going to give it to them for their own epic trip. They can take whoever they want. They can go wherever they want. And it is happening inside of the next hour and a half on The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev, we've just got into the bus. Literally, as we're speaking, this giant Fox FM bus with a big Fox FM sign all over it is pulling out of Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, heading to our 50K winner for Fox FM's 50K to fly away.
This is so exciting. We are taking off. We are on a mission. We're on a journey. We are heading there. We've got snacks. Are we all good? Is everyone comfortable? Seatbelts are on.
We're driving away to let someone fly away.
I know. We're actually on Clarendon Street in South Melbourne. Don't even know what direction we're about to head in.
And I get car sick, so...
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't like confined spaces, and I always sit at the front, and I need aircon on, and I don't feel good.
No, you're right. Actually, Fev, what am I doing? I need to sit forward. I was sitting back to face Byron. Unfortunately, Byron, Fev and I can't look at you because we're going to be sick.
Here's what's interesting. Fee and Fev, it's like taking children on a road trip. Our executive producer literally said to them,
Byron, I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah, before we leave, Fee, Fev, do you need to go to the toilet? And apparently you don't, but I bet halfway into this trip you'll need to at just the worst time.
I sort of need it now.
Okay. I do feel a little bit nauseous. But anyway.
Well, we've been on the road for about 2 minutes. Hey, just quickly, I mean, while we're on the road, heading to our 50K winner, we mentioned last hour, it was quite surprising, the footy show, the revamped footy show with Eddie Maguire on Channel 9. You would have thought 2 weeks in, if we said, Fief, someone from this show will be on that footy show, I think most people would have guessed a certain person.
Absolutely. Everyone would assume Brendan Favola.
Well, no.
Yes, no. What's happened? I watched on the footy show last night when I got home from footy training was a Rob Butters interview, which was compelling.
Well, I missed the footy show too, but apparently I did feature Byron. Is that right?
Let's have a little listen. This is Fifi, not Fev. Fifi on last night's footy show.
Which of these is the new footy show segment? Goggle box.
Okay.
Footy box.
Footy box.
Fifi box.
No.
Or D. Robbo box.
Think about this. This is for the
I am loving footy box.
Yeah! Hey, there we go.
Well, that was the wrong answer. We all love Fifi box.
1019 The Fox, Fifi Dave, Fev and Byron heading to our winner. 50K to fly away. Someone's going to get some really good news in about an hour and 20 minutes. Yes, Fev?
And if we're driving past you guys in the car, just give us a toot.
Yeah, we're
I love that.
Oh, yeah, honk away.
Honk away.
We're just driven past the United Service Station, United 24 here on the King's Way.
Well, he knows he's looking. There
onto
you go.
The freeway on-ramp. It's all happening here live.
We're going on an on-ramp. We could be coming to you.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We are travelling with Bayside Coaches, the guys that looked after us with this coach. We are heading to our winner, Fifi. Now, I'm sort of in the back seat here, a bit obscured. Where exactly are we, guys? You've got a bit of a view.
We are on. What is this, Fev? What is this actual road?
We're just going over the Balti, and we're heading near the airport. Yeah. This is when you drive away. Are we getting the 50?
No, we're not.
Are we going to fly away?
We're not, but we are heading, you're right, Tullamarine is there. I think it is fair to say, Melbourne, we are heading in the northwest direction.
So we're just going past Flemington Road at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's the thing, though. Something we haven't factored in. We're all on this bus. Fev and I are a bit nauseous because we haven't eaten. We want to stop for breakfast, so we need some help. Anybody who frequents or lives in the northwest, we're talking Moonee Ponds.
Deer Park.
Derrimut. Pasco Vale, Essendon, Moonee Ponds.
Deer Park.
Derrimut. Anywhere out here, what are some other suburbs? Coburg, North Coburg.
Tulla.
Preston.
Sunshine, Footscray. Where is the best place to stop for brekkie? Maybe there's a little deal. Maybe you know an owner that we can go. Can we get you special? Where do you think
Seddon's very up and coming. There might be a nice little cafe in Seddon.
And we're not paying.
No, we are.
Of course we're paying.
We're very happy to pay. We were just thinking, we never get out and about to have breakfast.
All right, give us a call. Give us a recommendation. And hopefully we will be able to just put that into the GPS and stop
off on the way.
On our way to the winner.
Do you know when you're driving over the Balti and you're cruising towards the airport and you see a big billboard of yourselves on it?
Oh, my God.
We've just passed it.
Oh, look at that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We are on the M2 at the moment. We're heading northeast, Melbourne. We are coming for you. One lucky person is about to have their door knocked on and get $50,000. But in the meantime, we are on this bus. It's very obvious it's us because our faces are all over
it. And that's Pascoe Road just there.
Oh, we're passing Pascoe Road.
Northwesterly direction, Faith.
Heading towards Nidri.
Ooh, okay, northwesterly. Now, a couple of things. We are in this bus and we're lonely. So feel free to wave, give us a honk. We love a bit of a shout out as we're driving past you. And the other thing is we've realised we're a tiny bit hungry. We haven't had any. Fev's holding up.
The surface is very rough. A bit of roadworks has been going
on. We nearly lost all the machinery, the technology that's here in the van. We're a bit peckish, so we're thinking, and we have said 131060, if there's anyone who is familiar with the northwest, we're talking Essendon, Moonee Ponds, Pascoe Vale, Coburg, North Coburg, Derrimut. We could keep going.
Yes.
Deer Park.
Driving past a few cars, Boxy, and they don't seem to be laughing, so obviously listen to a different station.
Yeah, well.
A bit of 3AW on in there, a bit of Ross and John.
Now we've got Brody in Sunbury. Hi, Brody.
How are you guys? Good morning.
Good, Brody. Where can we stop to get something to eat?
Now, I reckon you should go to Lazy Mo's in Tullamarine on Mickleham Road. They do an awesome
been there, my God. How good's the Eggs Benedict?
Oh, beautiful.
Steph knows every cafe in Melbourne.
I have been there. Don't you worry about that. It's right on the corner.
Yeah, right on the corner. You'd be able to smash down a big breakfast there.
I've heard of Lazy Mo's.
It's beautiful.
All right, good. Thanks, mate.
Nice stuff.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for that, Brodes. We'll keep that one in mind if we get there in time. Anita in North Fitzroy. Anita, where should we stop for brekkie?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Nope. Are you there, Anita?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we're good. We're starving. Where's somewhere you recommend?
Guys, you should go to Za'atar on Sydney Road.
Where do you recommend we stop for breakfast?
Za'atar on Sydney Road.
Za'atar?
Oh, we've passed Za'atar. Sydney Road.
Oh, Shane, guys, amazing Lebanese.
Guys, we've got to focus on the
grand. I mean, you're selling it, Anita. It sounds good.
Sorry, 50 grand winner, but we had to go to Za'atar on Sydney Road.
Okay, good tip, though, for the next time. Thanks, Anita. And Brad in Ascot Vale. Brad, great brekkie.
Yes, I would definitely recommend St. Rose on Rose
there,
Street in Essendon.
Hello. Hey, Brad, where should we stop for brekkie in the northwest?
St. Rose in Essendon on Rose Street. They do the best.
Is that the left side? I think I've been there.
It is.
Oh, you would have been
opposite
there,
the train station.
What should we order?
The Ferrero Rocher waffles.
Yes, I know exactly.
They are as good as they sound.
Whoa! Oh,
Boxy.
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God, thank you. We'll
drop
you.
There's St. Rose in Essendon.
Just a slight delay on some of these calls, but the minute we heard Ferrero Rocher waffles, we got up and about.
That's right in Boxy's wheelhouse, that one.
Well, good stuff. So we've just got to work out with our driver here whether we can coordinate a visit to any of those. We don't want to give away where we're heading. Because
let's be honest, we haven't asked if we can stop for breakfast or
someone. And look, a lot of people are in this draw. We could be headed your way. If you're in the northwest, any of those suburbs through the city of Maribyrnong.
Don't leave your house.
City of Melton. I mean, there's a chance we could be heading your way. Don't leave. We are going to get there around about 8:30 this morning. Yes, Fev?
Yes, we're just on the left here is Nidri, and we're heading down towards Bendigo, but we're not going to go to Bendigo.
Well, we might be. You never know where we end up.
We never know. Where will we go? We'll find out soon.
101.9. Fair chance we won't.
The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Just give us a quick location, Fev. Where are we located right now? You've got a good vantage point there in the bus.
We're in a place where there's no houses. A lot of land.
We've headed northwest.
We've gone quite rural.
I think there was a turn-off left at Calder Park Drive. We're
Calder, we're exactly out front of Calder Park Raceway.
Okay.
We may have missed a turn-off.
We spoke to one of the world's funniest guys, a Kiwi comic. I'm going to give you a little audio clue here. Have a listen.
Okay, guys, band meeting.
Okay, more than a clue. He is Rhys Darby. You'll know him from Flight of the Conchords. He starred with Jim Carrey and Yes Man. He's just wrapped up filming Jumanji with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Wow.
And we had a great chat with him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You'll hear it next. And I think Rhys Darby and Fev developed a really good relationship. So make sure you listen out for that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
All we can say is this. The northwest of Melbourne. If you are in what you would consider that part of Melbourne, we might be heading your way if you're in the running. But right now, here's a little chat we had before we left on the bus with one of our favourite comedians out of New Zealand, Rhys Darby. Got a brand new show, Mystic Time Bird. Ticketmaster.com.au for tickets. It's The Fox.
We have one of the world's greatest comedians, and he's coming to the studio, and we were all trying to act like, oh, we're cool.
Oh, no. Hang on.
This is
Byron
terrible.
Byron and I were playing the cool.
Yeah.
You went all giggly pants.
Apologise. I was slightly unprofessional, and I said, Rhys, we're all big fans, and we're really nervous because you're here in the studio. and now I got to act cool. Like I'm a really experienced broadcaster.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah, admitting things like that's cool.
I know.
Being vulnerable.
Yeah, I know. Well, now I'm going to be really professional. This is great. You are back in town with your new stand-up show, two nights, Monday and Tuesday nights.
Ticketmaster.com.au for Mystic Timebird. And it's the whole back catalogue of stuff is why we're so nervous. I mean, from Flight of the Conchords right through to all the big Hollywood movies, that's why, well, particularly Fief is embarrassing everyone at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you've just been filming with Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, the Jumanji remake.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Kind of a big deal. So.
Yeah, no, he's a lovely guy. He's a big muscly dude.
Big unit.
But, you know, heart of gold. And he's got some fans. He's got some Australian fans, obviously. Mm. And they also found out that I was in the film. And so they were asking Dwayne, oh, can you do a photo with Reese as well? Do a band meeting? So The Rock kept coming up to me and saying, oh, do you mind if I do a little video with you for some fans?
Oh, with me?
Yeah, with some fans in Australia.
I said, oh, absolutely. Okay. When are you going to come back to New Zealand?
Because he actually went to school in New Zealand.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh. You sounded like you were talking about me until you said school New Zealand, because I was an ex-football player, he was an ex-wrestler, and now he's one of the biggest actors in the world, and I reckon I'm a massive chance. Have a listen to this.
You and Dad are doing a really good job at this co-parenting thing.
Oh, I'm glad you think that. Because on that note, while you're here...
Did you really have to wax everything?
Think of how aerodynamic you'll be on the footy field.
There we go.
Jumanji 2, here I come.
Wow, I don't know. You know, leave me your name and not the number, just your name. And there's a list we make over there. I won't tell you the title of it, but you never know what happens. You know?
Now, I have seen your stand-up show last time you were here, Reese, again. I might be following you a little too closely.
Sure.
But this is great because you are, I mean, you're dominating the world. You're big, proper fame, and you have time to do stand-up. Mm. Where do you find that? That love of stand-up is obviously always there.
You've got to make time for it. And, I mean, I tour probably every 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's actually been 3 years since I did a big tour. Yeah, I enjoy really taking my time to create a show. I won't do one every year. And so I'm happy that this one is very epic and it's here in Australia.
A lot of the everyday people out there think they're funny.
Me?
Byron.
Well, how did I cop that? I've been very well mannered in this interview. I think I'm the only one Reese likes.
I just wanted to bring you in because you've been very quiet.
Well, I'm just giving him his moment to shine.
Yeah, so a lot of people think that his real name's Greg, which is weird.
It's Gregory Byron. I go by Byron. It's my middle and preferred.
Okay.
It's his stage name's Byron, which is really weird.
That's
but anyway.
It's a bit of fun.
A lot of people think they're funny. So when you first started out, because I've been listening to a few podcasts because I work with a lot of comedians.
And that's surprising.
Thank you.
It's not rubbing off then. Yeah, carry on.
Now,
why don't we, Fev, why don't we go and see Mystic Timebird Monday and Tuesday night, get tickets, get around Reece Darby.
Please
this
do.
Will be outstanding based on, because I've seen your other shows, I know how good it will be, Reece.
Yeah.
And it's such a treat having you in the studio. Sorry about the awkward bit of the start.
Oh, look, it was lovely.
It was a treat, but if we do go watch, I won't be one of those hecklers because I'm tipping, I'll get shut down real quick.
Yeah. And that's a message to anyone out there. You've seen what I'm capable of. Just keep quiet and just laugh.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The bus has just stopped briefly. All we can say is this. We're in the northwest of Melbourne. So if you're in the northwest area generally, it could be your workplace, it could be your house that this big Fox bus pulls up to in the next 15 minutes, Fifi.
Yes, we are. We just pulled over. Fev, you got a bit of fresh air there.
Yeah,
I'm a bit cold.
A bit sick.
See, I'm a bit car sick too, but I'm cold, so I'm staying on the bus.
Right, so we're on the bus. Fair. So we're in someone's front yard at the moment.
Yeah.
We won't say where we are, but they'd find this weird.
Well, there was a concern when we pulled up and requested to get off to have a bit of fresh air that someone might come running out going, yes,
yeah!
I won! But no, it is just a tiny pit stop. And we are minutes away from turning up at somebody's house and knocking on the door and saying, here's $50,000 to fly away. And as a little hint, a little clue. You know, we said we're in the northwestern suburbs, so that's already a clue. But as a second clue, Fev and I thought, you know, we wanted to get to the spirit of this today, and I thought it was a good idea to, I guess, have one of us in a costume that best illustrates wear this person. The winner wants to go to a destination.
Right.
And we now have a costume for you, Byron, to wear because you love wearing costumes and you are now our costume guy.
Oh.
So here is a lovely costume of a London beef eater.
Okay.
There you go.
So there's
mate.
A clue.
Okay.
This person want to go to London.
I'm not the costume guy.
There you
are.
We've made you very prominent on this show.
Thanks. No, I really appreciate
there was
it.
A time you were Puddles the Puppy in Rodeo Drive in LA.
Didn't want to do that.
You've been Siggy Swan.
Oh, I like that.
You're a cockroach.
You're a cockroach.
I hated that.
You're
a cockroach.
At Logan's birthday party.
Didn't ask for that.
The cockroach is amazing.
When somebody opens their door to win $50,000, you'll be dressed as a giant beef eater.
What about the time I was dressed as a fox and I had junior AFL girls kneeing me in the back as I was on all fours?
Exactly.
What about that?
Puddles the Puppy was the best.
All right. Okay. I'll dress up in this just to get into the spirit of this. And I guess that does act as another clue. You're right, Fief. This particular winner has expressed an interest in the UK. So that's probably a strong hint.
Well,
all right.
Okay, so wait for it. We are,
here,
I reckon, 5 minutes away
right.
from turning up at someone's house and giving them $50,000.
I'll get dressed. It's 101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
This is exciting. It's been a massive morning already.
That's right. We've been on the bus for the best part of an hour. We have been driving through the streets of Melbourne, heading in a northwesterly direction. We are now minutes away from somebody's house in Melbourne where we will knock on the door and give them $50,000 to fly anywhere in the world they want. This is really exciting. They're probably bracing themselves. I hope they're home because I think that is a condition. If you're not there to open the door, we get the cash.
Yay! And we can say, we can generally say, no, I won't even say that. I don't want to give away too close. I said we were going to, no, I'm not going to say
Byron,
it.
Byron, stop talking because you're dressed up as a giant beef eater.
I can't even hear you with this thing on.
There's a suggestion that the person who is about to win might want to head to the UK. That might be a clue.
The most insulting thing about this, Fief, is you and Fev have made me dress as a beef eater, like those guards that wait outside of Buckingham Palace. I now have to read the thanks to credit for the costume place that has dressed me like this.
Yes. And do you know what the best thing about those guys are?
Mm.
They don't talk.
Wow. Well, then you read that, please, Fev. The one on the bottom. The one on the bottom.
Okay, this is thanks to Court Jester Fancy Dress. Thank you so much, Court Jester Fancy Dress. You do a great job. We call on you very often, and I believe this was a very difficult outfit to get.
Had to order it.
And they sourced it. So well done, Court Jester.
All right, here we go. We've just taken a left into yet another street somewhere in the northwest of Melbourne. If you live in that area, it could be your house. We're going to change someone's life in a minute.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We are pulling up to the winner's house.
We are actually pulling into their driveway right now. I can see a cat. It's a cat in the window.
We are about to reveal.
$50,000
winner.
50K!
Aaron, congratulations! You won $50,000!
Erica in Sunbury.
No, Erin.
The whole crew. Well, my sheet says Erica. I apologise, Erin. It is Erica. You called her the wrong name the whole time. That's not the point because she wouldn't care what we called her. Erica, you're heading to London. That's what you express as your desire as part of 50K to fly away. Remember, it was 50 grand to spend on an epic trip going anywhere you like, taking whoever you want. And yet we just thought, I'm dressed as a beef eater here.
This is a beautiful story, Erica, because you are from the UK.
Yeah.
You moved here 12 years ago.
Yeah.
You've only been back home once.
Yeah.
In the whole time.
And you just got married.
And you just got married and you didn't even have, you couldn't afford a honeymoon.
No, we couldn't.
Well, we're sending you back to the UK.
Yes. This is fantastic. Now, a beautiful moment. And look, just look, the Spicy Girls are here and this is very exciting. And in fact, that has just picked Erica up. This is a beautiful moment. Girls, if you could just give us a little bit of your best number here, live from the front yard in Sunbury. This is the biggest gig you've ever done, I'm sure, Spicy Girls. Here we go.
Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you, always on the run. Gotta slow it down, baby. Gotta have some fun.
Fifi, Dave. Dave, Fev and Byron.
We are live in Sunbury at the home of Erica. We've brought everyone into her house. We have our 50K to fly away winner. The bus has pulled up to the front yard about 3 minutes ago,
Fev. Yeah, to paint the picture, we were driving for an hour here to Sunbury. We have brought in a pilot, a flight attendant, the Spicy Girls for you. I mean, your house is full.
50 grand.
Erica, a suitcase with $50,000 in it, and you did enter this, thousands of people across Melbourne entered, and you did say that you wanted to go over to the UK because you are from there. You've been here for 12 years, and your husband, you got married 6 months ago,
2 months
ago, and you haven't had a honeymoon,
No, not at all.
You would love to take your husband, Brian, back to where you came from, but more importantly, there was someone you wanted to call first to tell, and that was your mum, Jackie, and we've got Jackie on the line. Are you there, Jack?
Hello? Hello?
Hi! Oh, my God, I won $50,000!
You won!
Yeah. I won!
You won!
I don't believe it!
Jackie, it's Fifi here. We're standing in Erica's lounge room, and yeah, we've got a suitcase here with $50,000 in it that we're giving her.
Wow!
Now, Jackie, not only did Erica wanted to tell you first, but she does also want to tell her husband. So, Brian, are you there?
Yes, hello.
I just won $50,000.
No way.
Come home from work, mate. Have the day off and have some frothies.
Brian, just so you know too, Fev is actually on your exercise bike at the moment and watching your big screen TV.
How good is that projector, Brian? You've got the best lounge room, man.
Tell him there's a beer in the fridge too if he wants one.
I'll get that.
Okay.
I'm literally going anyway. Oh, this is great,
guys. Well, this is so exciting. And, oh, gosh, Fev's actually gone to the fridge. And Erica's chased after him. That's not actually what we're here to do.
Brian, weirdly, there's also a Spice Girls tribute act in your lounge room as well. And they might even sing a little bit. Because you're going to the UK, the Spice Girls are so British, we thought it'd be great. So maybe, and you can book them at thespicygirls.com.au. Maybe sing us out, Spice Girls. This is sensational. Spicy Girls.
Hey, Byron.
Yes.
Cheers.
Take it away, girls. Take it away. Have another sing, girls.
If you want to be my lover,
you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is so easy, but that's the way it is.
Yes, 50K to fly away. 101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We are heading back from Sunbury, where we just changed Erica from Sunbury's life with the news. Here's 50 grand to spend on an epic trip to the UK.
Yes, and very shortly, we are, because we just did something incredibly amazing by giving Erica $50,000 on her front doorstep. We do have amazing stories coming up. Melbourne, remember that part of the show where you call in, you tell us amazing things that have happened in your life, coincidences, things that, you know, beggar belief.
That's right, Boxy, and I've got an amazing story for you. when we got onto this bus, it's a nice coach. It's a beautiful coach.
Gorgeous coach.
It's got our heads on it.
Big thanks to the team at Bayside Coaches who've done a great job with this morning.
Yeah, that was my little segue for Brian to do that, but he's got other things on his mind, and this is why it's amazing, Boxy. We hopped into this car, and we've got all our audio. Geno's done a great job. We've got the
Mark driving.
Mark
been
driving.
Incredible.
We've got Brad and Charlotte at the front. Bridge, Leon, myself, Byron. So we're jam-packed.
Yeah.
There's no room. He brings a suitcase onto the bus.
I noticed that.
And I'm thinking, wonder what he's doing there. I thought they had the 50K in it.
Yeah.
But it didn't, because their flight attendants had that. And then as we got onto the bus, it's 8:30.
Yeah.
We've got another half an hour to do in our show.
The show is not done.
And the bloke dressed like a soldier.
Well, that's not by choice. That was the theme for the UK trip. I'm dressed as
the
a Queen's
feeder.
Guard.
It's the Queen's Guard. The Byron Cook guys listening in the car. Just said, I've got a flight to catch. Can you just drop me off at the airport?
No, but look where we are. We're in Sunbury at the moment, guys. You literally just dropped me off.
And this is what is amazing, Byron. Your flight's at 12 o'clock.
Well,
so
I've got Velocity Platinum membership. I want to enjoy the lounge.
Well, you might have that, but at the end of the day, you're catching a flight because you get paid really well from a great job we have. You're going back to the studio and you can get yourself an Uber. That is amazing.
Oh, okay. Good on you.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Well, yeah, it's time for is it amazing? I've never heard that really good R&B singer's voice back to back with Thee's voice directly. It's not a great comparison.
I think it's fabulous.
Love this segment on a Friday because it means it's the end of the week and we get to have the weekend. But the fact that we're in a car with all this stuff doing the show, I find that amazing.
It is
amazing. It makes me think. Oh, you're right.
You're right, Faith.
It makes me think a little bit. We could get one of these in each of our houses and we won't even have to go to work.
I know. I did a little thing a few years ago called maternity leave and that's exactly what happens,
Faith. Yeah, okay. I probably
can't
get
that. You can't do that, no.
That'd be amazing.
Right, so call us up right now. Yes, we are on the bus. We've just given away the 50 grand and 50K to fly away. We were in Sunbury and congratulations to Erica in Sunbury. She's going to use the 50 grand to head over to the UK. It is all very exciting. Give us a call right now, though. Is it amazing? With your amazing stories, we're still going to judge them, guys, despite the fact we're on this bus. We can still judge whether a story's amazing.
Yeah, we can, Byron. And the airport's just there. Wave to it.
Well, you should have dropped me off. I've got a flight to catch. Why didn't you drop me off? We're looking at the airport.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Okay.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We gave away $50,000. We turned up at Erica's house. That was amazing. We're driving back to the radio station from Sunbury. And you know what? This is Friday, as you said, Fev. It's great to kick off the start of the last day of the week with stories that are amazing, that blow our minds. We love rating them. We've got Amy from Pakenham. Hi, Amy.
Represent.
Hi. When I was 18, I went down to Geelong and saw a band, hooked up with the drummer, and he said, your last name sounds familiar, and turns out my auntie taught him in prep.
That's not amazing.
Well, that was very quick. We don't have a lot of control over how we rate them when we're on the bus.
Tim James, you're the best.
Amy, I'm so sorry. We didn't even really... The computer took over. We didn't even have a chance to sort of
But the computer nailed it.
Operated by a guy called Tim James back at the studio. Anyway, look, these are a bit harsh.
I love him.
We'll see how we go here with this next one, Faith.
Yeah, Jason in Turrumburra. Hi, Jace.
Yeah, hey, Faith. When I was a bit younger, me and my mates, we went to the beach and we were just messing around for a bit. And I decided to jump in the water off the jetty and we were swimming around for a bit. And about half an hour later, when I got out of the water, I realised I'd ripped one of my toes off.
Oh! Why did it take half an hour?
I didn't feel a thing, so I just kept swimming around. And, yeah, once I got out and looked at my foot, I just went, whoa, that's not right.
Wow.
Thank you. Now it's a chance for us just to confer here before we get too trigger happy and rate the story. You guys, think about it.
Jace, it could have had a bit of mayo where a shark come up and bit it.
No, hang on. Had a couple of froths. It's lost a toe. Like, that just deserves... I mean, even if we don't mean it, it deserves a half-hearted...
Yeah, but you don't really need all your toes.
Let's fire off an amazing.
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, Jace, we feel for you, buddy. But Adele in Oak Park. Hi, Adele.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Are you there, Adele? Good, Adele. Hit us with your story.
I have got exactly the same name on my birth certificate as my cousin. And we were born 2 weeks apart. I was born 2 weeks early. She was born 2 weeks late. So we swapped birthdays. And we were born in the same house.
And you've got the same name, Adele?
Exactly the same name. Middle name and surname.
Her parents discuss names? Was it a pure coincidence?
Our dads are the brothers, and we were named after my grandmother, and so we've got the same surname. But because I was born near a saint's name, they gave me the saint's name, and her other grandmother's middle name is the same as the saint's name, so we've got exactly the same name.
Okay. Just sit tight there. The guys are going to have a chat about this. Just sit tight.
Can I say, Fevan, what I was trying to get from Adele there, though, if they hadn't conferred and just separately two brothers named their daughters the same thing.
First and middle.
There's a fair chance.
Of course they're
going to
have the last name.
Okay.
Yeah, good point.
Now, Tim James, I'm pretty sure you're back in the studio and you know exactly what button I would like to be pressed.
All right, fire it off.
It's a little bit.
All right, that'll do. That's it for us. We are out of here.
Beep, 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 Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fop.